Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. And hello, Kat.
Hey, hello,
how you doing?
Bruce.
Let's see, second weekend of the play, right?
Yes. We're over halfway done now, and we had a lovely Valentine's Day show. We raised some money for Oasis Shelter, and it seemed like everybody was having a good time, so we're just going to keep trucking through to that last weekend.
You know? Right on. And how are the guys doing in the suits there?
They're doing good. It was kind of warm on Sunday, actually, so the heat actually, like, seeped into the building for like the first time, so they were up there like, okay, I'm getting really sweaty now.
The
cold weather's but kind of been a benefit for everybody up there in snowsuits and parkas and you know, long johns and sweaters, and it's not our typical costume fare, so once the heat kind of crept in, we were like, oh wow, this could be a problem.
Right on. We'll be talking about that one later on and everything. Daughter got ill last week, so she had to go get some help at the hospital there. So I ended up with my grandson, from probably Wednesday on through till I just took him home before I come tape the show. So, so he's been with me. So that's what I did all weekend. And NASCAR's back on. I was really excited. It's funny I get all excited about it. It was Daytona 500, but okay. So Fox like left the Dish Network around his area here. So in my park, you know, we don't have the Fox on there, but I get it on my on Hulu or whatever, on TV, you know. So I did that, and I said, what was I going to say? It was like it took a week before it kicked in that I could actually watch it on there. And so when I watch it on there, it's like stuttering, you know, and stuff because the waves aren't that great. Bummer. And everything like that. But it ended up raining out. So after I leave today, it's on again on Monday. So now I get to go fight through the whole same thing again. But it's like, got to watch my Daytona 500 if I can. Yeah. But the president, there's been in the past, the president actually came on there and he started the cars.
Okay.
It was a big thing. Yeah, it was the wildest thing he had. Now, I guess only four presidents in the past have done it, but I guess he's a big NASCAR fan. But he came on and start your engines and all that good stuff.
Oh, really?
It was pretty wild. Yeah, to see that. So it was a wild day. It was a great American race, they said.
All right, something you don't see on NASCAR every day.
Yeah, something you don't see all the time. Yeah. So anyways, they're kicking off the season, racing the next day. So that's how that goes. It got rained out in Florida. So there we go. But hey, before we get going here, we've got a guest in the house, Helen Donahue with the Seroptimus group here in Brookings. What you got to talk about? There's a baby shower or something coming up here?
There is.
Yeah, okay.
We have our community baby shower coming up February. Let's see, Saturday, February 23rd? Yeah, I guess it's February 23rd, 22nd.
Yeah.
I'm off on the days, Bruce, too. From 9 to 3, we will be at Fred Meyer collecting things for babies and needs in the community. This started about 13 years ago, and it's been successful, and the community's supported it and helped us. And so that's what we're going to be collecting on Saturday at Fred Meyer from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock. So if you want to contribute to our baby shower or be a part of a wonderful event in our community, stop by and see us. That'd be great.
What are they? Okay. And then like if they want to get stuff to you ahead of time or after it?
Okay. They could contact myself or one of our Seroptimus members. I'm sure people in the community know who the Seroptimus are. You buy our Christmas wreaths and all of that kind of thing. But if not, they could contact me and we can get the information from them. Or if they want to mail, we've got a post office box, 475. Get the stuff, a check or something. We can always use money. And then we buy the objects. This year, I think we've had 4 or 5 car seats we've bought for, you know, car seats are expensive. And sometimes people, and you can't leave the hospital without one. So we have provided car seats for babies. That's what we do with the money that's donated to us. Sometimes diapers are just needed. So we purchase those for a family that may be in need. We go through programs like CASA, Women's Resource Center, Oasis, Pregnancy Center, various community outfits that work with us on this. But we also have a situation where somebody knows someone that is going to have a little one and doesn't have the needs or way, they'll get a hold of Seroptimus for that also.
Right.
So
good cause, helping out. That's great. And so that's going to be at Fred Meyer's coming up on Saturday.
Saturday.
Right? Between 9 and 3, they can drop off. Now, is there a list of items or anything?
Yes. When you go into Fred Meyer, they have been gracious enough to allow us, which helps them and us, to give out a little slip of paper. And we can always use diapers, baby wipes. We no longer use powder because I understand powder's not good for babies any longer. Yeah. But we do use all other materials. And we usually try to put in our boxes and that little outfit. And we usually do a 1 to 3 month, 3 to 9, 9 to 12. And so a little outfit or two. And they usually have a baby sale about this time. So that's other things that can be contributed as people go
baby
out.
Baby clothes.
Baby clothes, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And okay. They're always needed. So it's a real good program. And the community has been probably the most supportive of anything I've ever been involved with. And they really have supported us. And we thank them for that because it makes our job very easy.
Oh, well, that's what Brookings is all about.
That's right. And what can, I mean, we just don't want babies. You know, they don't choose to come into the world. Yeah, so yeah. It's ones that we try to help that way and make it just a little bit easier for the moms, hopefully.
Cool. Yeah, very good.
And that's what we try to do. So any other questions? I could
Is there any food stuffs that allowed, or do they just shy away from that? Just more like clothes.
We
and stuff
have shied
like
away from the food.
Okay. Okay.
The WIC program has a program for those in need, and we don't have. I mean, usually ours are the firstborn babies, and so they're not. They're some of them have formula, and we have taken special requests for formula because it's quite expensive, also, and so if parents, a mother needs that, we definitely can help with that too.
So you have a list there at the at your desk there, so people can just come up and look and see what you need.
Absolutely, we hand it to them as they go into Fred Meyer.
Okay,
if they want to contribute, great. If they don't, and several people have just said here,
monetary.
Here's the money.
Monetary is okay too.
It makes it a nice gift for us too, and everything we do, every dime we collect for it, and every dime goes right back into our own community because we only purchase here. We don't go other places and purchase, and we purchase our so car seats here, we purchase our clothes here, the diapers here, everything.
Keep it local.
That's right. And whenever we see a big sale at one of our stores, we can purchase the diapers immediately.
Very good.
We're like you. We look for the sales.
That's it. Well, good deal. Well, hey, thank you for coming on and getting everybody there. Hopefully you get a big turnout and help out for another, we're going the 13th year now?
13th year.
All right. Very good.
It's
very
pretty
good.
Exciting. Pretty exciting for us. Cool. And it's exciting that the community has been so supportive of this. We've never, ever had to beg or anything like that. It's just been helpful. But what can't you do for a baby? You know,
exactly.
That's the best thing. So,
all right. Well, thanks, Helen, for coming on board.
Thank you. And thank you to the public.
All right. Always good to have a guest in the house here. Hey, all right, Kat, go ahead and start us off with the music for this week.
All right. At the 101 Bar and Grill on Mondays, they have steak served until closing at 6 p.m. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 6 or until supplies run out. And it's also a karaoke night from 8 to closing. Wednesday's another karaoke night at 8 p.m. On Thursday, they have an enchilada special and an open mic night with Scott Perry. On Friday, they have a DJ and drink specials, another DJ on Saturday. And on Sunday, they have karaoke from 8 to midnight. And then on the 18th this week, they have a new residents meet and greet from 6 to 8 p.m. They'll give out free goodie bags to the first 30 new residents.
That's right. Hey, and at Latitude 42 Sports Bar and Grill, they have happy hour Monday through Friday at 4 to 6. On Monday, it's 8-Ball Pool Tournament at 7 p.m. Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday, dine-in only from 11 to 7. On Wednesday, it's Wing Wednesday, dine-in only from 11 to 7. And then they have the 9-Ball Pool Tournaments going on at 7 p.m. Thursday, it's karaoke from 8 to midnight. Friday, it's line dancing from 6:30 to 8:30, followed by a karaoke from 9 to midnight. Saturday, it's bucket of beer specials. And then Sunday, it's back on. It's a sports TV loaded Bloody Marys, or I'll call it NASCAR Bloody Marys, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the 22nd, they have the Irie Rockers in the house at 9 p.m. And on the 29th, they got Chris and Wendy at 9 p.m.
And at the Inateca in Crescent City, they have Trivia Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. On the 21st, they'll host Bob and Al. On the 28th, the Italian Guys. On the 29th, Cut It Like the Kings. And going into March, on the 6th, they'll have the Italian Guys once again, and that's at the Inateca in Crescent City.
Oh, yeah, and the Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass on the 21st. They've got Jim Lesher and the Western Express at 7. On the 22nd, they have Over the Moon at 6. On the 28th, they've got the Rogue Rage Duo. And on the 6th, they have Shibo and Diane at 7 p.m.
And at the Beachfront Bistro, they have Gil Kirk playing on the keyboards Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah, and then Porta Pints Brewing Company down in beautiful CC by the Sea. On the 21st, they got Anna J at 8. On the 28th, they've got Daniel Nichols at 8. On the 29th, they got the Reverbrays at 8:30. And then one more week out, they got Arthur Buezo, 7 p.m., and the Joint Chiefs on the 6th at 8:30.
And Chris and Wendy are playing on the 29th of this month at Latitude 42.
Yeah, and then at the Vista Pub, they got jazz on Thursday. All music starts at 7. And on the 21st, they have the Italian Guys at 6. And on the 28th, the Italian Guys are playing early that night. There you go, at 6. On the 28th, Cam McVeigh. And then on the 20th, the Italian Guys.
And Lon Goddard is playing on the 20th of February at the Brian Scott Gallery Brown Bag Lunch from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. On the 21st, he'll be at Kuntai at 6 o'clock, and on the 28th, he'll be at the Brookings Elks Lodge again at 6.
Yeah, and Rat Brush, he'll be doing that on the 22nd at Checo Brewing Company, and on the 28th, he'll be at Kuntai.
And the Italian Guys are playing on the 20th at Brookings Got Talent at Kuntai at 5:30 p.m. On the 21st, they'll be at Vista Pub at 6. On the 28th, they'll be at Inateca in Crescent City at 7:30. And again, they'll be at Inateca the 6th of March.
Yeah, there you go. And at Backstreet Bar, they got the Left Right Center game Saturday nights at 6:30.
And at the Fireside Grill on the 22nd of this month, they'll have karaoke with DJ Deb starting at 8 p.m.
Yep, and at the Star Lounge on Wednesdays, they have Michael Powell from 4 to 6.
And at the Checo Brewing Co. on the 21st, a Friday at 6 o'clock, they'll have Mike Powell. On Saturday, the 22nd, they'll have Rap Brush. On the 28th, Mike Powell again. And on the 29th, at 6 p.m., they'll have Holus Bolus.
Oh, yeah. Hey, on that Brookings Got Talent, it is starting to take off. It's crowded house every week when it's going on, and mm-hmm. they're going to be doing something. I'll have info on it down the line, but they're actually going to do it at Lucky Seven Casino, a special night. So, there'll be some contests, you know, winners and stuff like that, all that good stuff. The talented people at the talent contest. But that's great. Brookings Got Talent. It's really taken off really good. So congratulations to Frank John Colley for rocking that out and heading that up and everything. So there you go. And hey, you know what's funny? It's a night that he can just sit there and listen too. He doesn't have to play.
Sometimes that can be nice.
Yeah, it's always cool. All right. Well, hey, before we get going here, I'd like to thank Trike City, a dispensary, and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. Couldn't deal without you. Appreciate all your help. And appreciate everybody out there who helps out keep this station going. And if you'd like to help out as a volunteer, have your own show, do something behind the scenes, it's all good. All you got to do is go to kciw.org and you can sign yourself up and come start having some fun with us. Okay, we're going to slide right into it on the 2020 Hog Kickstart free breakfast special. Hog breakfast meetings are at 9 a.m. the third Saturday of each month at the Beachfront Bistro and Harbor. This is including 50-50 drawings and prizes, planned motorcycle rides, and some great motorcycle fellowship. The sponsoring dealer, Highway 101 Harley-Davidson, supports all paid members in various ways. For more info, you can contact Dale Baker at 541-412-7435.
And the Oregon South Coast Fishermen invite the public to join them at their monthly meetings, which are held on the third Wednesday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Checo Community Public Library in Brookings. For more information, you can go to OregonSouthCoastFishermen.com.
Yeah, Tuesday, line dancing at the Grange. This is happening every Tuesday. Absolute beginners are at 10 a.m. to 10:45. High beginners to low intermediate starts at 11 a.m. to 11:45. High beginners and intermediate to advanced levels, 6 p.m. to 7:30. And there's a fee. For more info, you can call 707-218-7598.
And now it's time for Funny Stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here's some good stuff from George Burns. That's right. He says, happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city. I'm very pleased to be here. Let's face it. At my age, I'm very pleased to be anywhere. I would go out with women my age, but there are no women my age. And he said, happiness, a good cigar, a good meal, a good cigar, and a good woman, or a bad woman. It depends on how much happiness you can handle. So, hey, here you go. Hope you enjoyed this week's Funny Stuff with George Burns. Till next time, keep smiling. Say goodnight, Gracie.
And the Checo Pelican Players are presenting Almost Maine, a modern romantic comedy by playwright John Cariani. Welcome to Almost Maine, a place that's so far north, it's almost not in the United States. One cold, clear winter night, as the northern lights hover in the star-filled sky above, the residents of Almost Maine find themselves falling in and out of love in unexpected and hilarious ways. Knees are bruised, hearts are broken, but the bruises heal and the hearts mend almost in this delightful midwinter night's dream. Almost Maine opened February 7th at the Checo Playhouse, 1240 Checo Avenue in Brookings. Performances will run for another weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for students, and they're available at Wright's Custom Framing and at the door. For reservations, you can call 541-661-4237.
Yeah, and SWOC and Beyond Lecture Series, they've got on the 19th coming up at noon, SWOC and Beyond India Potluck. You're invited to bring a dish from India for the potluck and to share your experiences in India verbally via USB slideshow or visual display. On Thursday, February 20th, from 3 to 4:30, the Science of Climate Change. On the 25th at 6, it's Mary Jane LaBelle, America's Healthcare System, Past, Present, and Future, in the Krieger Community Room. On the 27th, from 3 to 4:30, the Science of Climate Change. And this is at Southwestern Oregon Community College, 96082 Lone Ranch Parkway in Brookings. For additional information, you can call 541-813-1667. Hey, that India potluck, I just realized you're invited to bring a dish from India. I don't think they literally mean like right from India.
Didn't you say that about Italy about a month ago?
I know. I think so. I can't use that more than once, I guess. That's taboo in the comedy.
See, I am reading the script, but I do pay attention.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, coming up at the Elk Valley Casino in Crescent City on the 22nd of this month, they'll have a quarter craze benefit auction for Del Norte Sunrise Rotary. This is happening from 5 to 8:30 p.m. They're fundraising to benefit local scholarships and youth activities. Join them for a fun-filled night of bidding for just 1, 2, and 3 quarters. Bring a can of dog food for a chance at the magic paddle. Please note that this event is for ages 18 and over.
Yeah, we got the Curry County Emergency Management Cert-Free Basic Training going on at Curry County Fairgrounds. This is the 29392 Oregon Coast Highway in Gold Beach. This is happening on the 21st at 5 p.m., on the 22nd at 8 a.m., and on the 23rd at 8 a.m. Join them for a free training class for ages 12 and older. This training includes My Youth Preparedness Initiative. My PI helps teens build life-saving skill sets and be certified in CPR and AED usage. They will learn about emergency management and first responder careers, identify hazards, and become extreme weather aware. They will learn how to also help their community. Also, they will learn, there's a lot of learning here going on. They'll learn how to develop emergency kits and family communication plans, as well as technology, including NOAA weather radios, social and smartphone apps, and ham radio, and more. To gain your certification, you must attend all 3 days. For more information, you can contact Jeremy Dumeyer, Curry County Emergency Manager, at 541-247-3208. And please RSVP if you plan to attend. Made it through that one. All right.
There you go. And the Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness is presenting Barrio Manouche on the 21st of February from 7 to 9 p.m. This is at Crescent Elk Middle School at 994 G Street in Crescent City. And I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Barrio Manouche is an acoustic ensemble whose original compositions are influenced by gypsy jazz and swing. The true definition of world music, this octet has members from France, Quebec, Spain, Brazil, and California. Their live performances are complete with a flamenco dancer and an African sacred dancer. Tickets are available at Del Norte Office Supply in Crescent City and Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings. General admissions $18, senior admissions $15, transitional aged youth 18 to 25, also $15, students $12. They will also be available at the door. The box office opens at 6:15 p.m., and the doors to the auditorium open at 6:30. On the night of the performance, cards will be accepted for ticket, raffle, and merchandise purchases. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis, and latecomers will be admitted between numbers.
Yeah, if you pronounced that wrong, so did I, because I sat there and said it a dozen times thinking I might have to get that one before I was going down putting our names by it.
So you gave it to me.
Barrio Manouche, yeah, so I gave it to you and went, well, I hope she got it after I rehearsed it a few times.
Thank you.
I'm kind of like that, huh? Yeah, hey, the Veterans Resource Day at Veterans Memorial Hall at 810 H Street, Crescent City, is happening on the 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Veterans and families are invited to meet with local veterans organizations and discover community resources and services. There is a free lunch, and topics include benefits, counseling, education, employment, housing, health, transportation, and more. This is sponsored by Elk Valley Rancheria.
And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, Kat. Good day, mate. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's Bit of Weird History for your knowledge pleasure. Hey, here are a few more interesting tidbits about some of our presidents. Did you know that Richard Nixon was an accomplished musician? Yeah, the 37th president of the United States and the only president to resign from office was a talented musician. He played instruments in total: piano, saxophone, clarinet, accordion, and violin. Lyndon B. Johnson conducted business in the bathroom. Right. This, for lack of a better word, unapologetic president gave interviews while using the toilet. Presidential biographer Doris Kearns Goodwin describes the impetus. He just didn't want the conversation to stop. Abraham Lincoln once owned a bar. Right. Besides being a wrestling champ, Lincoln was also a licensed bartender. In 1833, the 16th president opened up a bar called Barry and Lincoln with his friend William F. Barry in New Salem, Illinois. The shop was eventually closed when Barry, an alcoholic, consumed most of the shop supply. Mm. That'll happen every time. George Washington's face wasn't on the first dollar bill. The first president was not the first face on the dollar bill. The first face to appear on this currency was Salmon P. Chase. The first dollar bill was issued during the Civil War in 1862. Chase was the Secretary of Treasury at the time and was also the designer of the country's first banknotes. And here's another one from the first president. George Washington never had wooden teeth. Many myths about Washington exist, but one of the most prevalent stories has to be about his teeth. It's widely believed that Washington wore wooden dentures. This is not the case at all. While Washington did have numerous dental problems and did use dentures, wood as a material was never used. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bitterweird History about our Commander-in-Chiefs with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, I couldn't resist. I found more of those. And, you know, it was like, oh, my gosh. Some of our presidents have some stuff going on.
There's a lot of quirky facts out there, that's for sure. I was just, I was thinking about a few about Abe Lincoln myself, but maybe I'll just pass those along for you for the next time around.
Yeah,
but
there are several about him and several about Washington that I noticed. And I just, you know, I had to see which ones I've already talked about. But he's got, very cool. Interesting.
All right. Well, for the Gypsies February schedule, on the 28th of this month at 6 o'clock, Gypsies has a mindful meditation with Rosa. You can use the side door 541A to access this class. You can call Gypsies for reservation and information at 541-813-1882 or email kidstubs.ks@gmail.com.
Yeah, and Ambiance by the Sea is springing into craft classes on Tuesday, 218. They have handcrafted soaps by Karen. On Wednesday, 219, it's Kelp Creations by Cheryl. On Thursday, the 20th, it's Painting Glass and Tile by Michelle. All evenings are in the evenings. That's a good place for evenings to be. No, all classes are in the evening from 6:30 to 8:30. There's a cost for each class. Wine and appetizers are included. Please register and prepay for all classes. For more info, you can call 541-254-4097. Don't try this at home, people. I'm a professional idiot. That's right. Just sometimes I come in here with rented lips. What are you going to do?
Hey. Well, it looks like there's some February events still going on at the Checo Community Public Library. Between the 11th and the 26th, the library will be featuring a poster display highlighting propaganda and the effects of World War I in memory of the Battle of Verdun, which took place 104 years ago. On the 21st of this month at 3:30, they have an Underground Railroad documentary. In honor of Black History Month, the library will be putting on a free showing of The William Still Story, a documentary that covers the near-forgotten story of a hero of the Underground Railroad and his determination to reunite runaway slaves with other free members of their families. And then on the 22nd, they have the Checo Seed Library kickoff event. On the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., the Checo Seed Library's goal is to help residents of the Del Norte and Curry County sow, save, and share heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds acclimatized to our region. A seed-sharing cabinet hosted by the Checo Community Public Library will be available beginning February 22nd. Processes for checkout, recording garden conditions, saving, and sharing future seeds are available at the seed cabinet. Volunteers will be at the cabinet from 10 to 11:30 on Saturday, February 22nd, to help interested gardeners. And then on the 26th at 1 o'clock, they have their World War I docuseries. For the last 3 weeks, the library will be playing a series covering the major events of World War I. And then finally, on the 27th at 10:30 a.m., they have their Trouble with Technology event. If you're having trouble with your laptop, phone, or other electronic devices, come and drop by the library and ask for some help. Staff will be available on a first-come, first-served basis to help answer all of your questions. And for more information about any of these events, you can contact the library at 541-469-7738, go to checkolibrary.org, or look up the library's Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. And hey, we've got something new to the show here. We've got little theater reviews with Teresa Lawson here. She actually came to your play, Almost Maine. This was happening at the Checo Playhouse, and here's what she had to say. You've never seen falling in love quite like this. This play takes place in a very small northern town of Almost Maine, a witty telling of eight couple stories that are zany, happy, warm, sad, and relatable, with as many twists and turns as Highway 199. The Snowmobile Club, the Moose Tavern, and those beautiful northern lights create the backdrops for the unexpected ups and downs in these eight couples' lives. The script is excellent, and the Pelican players deliver yet another fantastic performance. A night of laughs with a few gasps that all can enjoy. This play is for almost everyone. Whether you are in or out of love, young or young at heart, looking for love, or fabulously single, all will be entertained. Another must-see theater production in Brookings. So there you go.
Well, that was very sweet.
You just got reviewed. Yeah. I guess we're going to be getting some of these, so that's cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. And now we have a Learn About the Census 2020 event happening at the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. This is coming up on the 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Being counted in the census means access to private and public resources and translates to dollars for your child's school district, critical public services like roads, hospitals, services for families, children, and emergency services. The speaker will be James Graham, Partnership Specialist of the U.S. Census Bureau. Information will be shared about outreach to the hard-to-count population, as well as a table set up with information on census enumerator positions. Hosted by the League of Women Voters, Curry Public Library, and Wild Rivers Connect.
Yeah, and the Checo Brewing Companies have an Empty Bowls Curry County fundraiser. This program benefits food insecurity programs in Curry County. It's happening on the 20th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. $50 tickets include a handmade ceramic bowl, local soup tastings, light appetizers, homemade bread, and non-alcoholic beverages. There's also a no-host bar. For tickets or donations, you can go to www.emptybowlscurry.brownpapertickets.com.
And the Pistol River Concert Series is presenting Special Consensus on the 22nd of this month at 8 p.m. Special Consensus is a superb bluegrass outfit in a classic vein, but with more than enough modern sensibilities to attract every ear in this now pleasantly fractionating genre. The vocals are spotless, the playing is shiny as a newly minted penny, and music like this is the reason people come to love bluegrass music. Tickets are $20 and available online or at Gold Beach Books and Wright's Custom Framing. For more information, you can call 541-247-2848.
All right. Well, we just got the Flying Fickle Finger of Fate. Want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Ray Gary, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. Want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out the other great shows on the station that has the Pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond. KCIW LP 100.7 FM. Tune into this magical musical tour this week as I set the spotlight on Boston. See schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on KCIW.org. And hey, if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to KCIW.org and downloading the podcast. Till next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there.
Bam! We got it.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.